Good evening and welcome to Word on Wine, a program which explores the history and culture of the world's favorite beverage. I'm Jonathan Pilewski. Joining me in the studio, Quizmaster Mary Zajac. Always nice to see you.
Nice to see you, Grasshopper.
Our questions are from Cork Jester's Wine Teasers, a wine game, and that's why we're playing it. So question one,
question
Marie.
Question one. Which of these smells come from oak barrels? A, smoke and vanilla. B, cream and butter. Or C, apple and pineapple.
Smoke and vanilla it would be.
Ding, 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 ding.
Although a lot of people would say that butter is somewhat reminiscent of oak flavors as well, wouldn't they?
Right. We often talk about buttered popcorn as a flavor profile you can get, especially with oaked Chardonnay. But vanilla comes from the natural vanillin in oak. Smoke is a result of toasting the barrels over fire. The other flavors in an oaked wine come from fruit and fermentation. Very, very good. Okay, let's move on to question number two. What kind of wine should be stored in the fridge after opening? A, only white wine. B, white and sparkling wine. Or C, all kinds of wine.
If you have wine left over, if that happens, you know.
If that is a problem in your home.
Si c'est passé, if that actually occurs. All wine will last longer in the refrigerator, I think, is basically true. So it depends what your goals are. But if you're going to drink your red wine the next day, you can leave it out and drink it the next day and it will be fine. White wine should be in the refrigerator. You want it cold anyway. But basically, all wine will last longer in the refrigerator.
Ding, 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 ding. Very nice.
Thank you.
And I have to say, in summer, certain types of wine benefit from a little bit of a chill. I'm going slightly off topic, but you were talking about not wanting your reds cold, but a Beaujolais a little bit chill.
I think you have
actually
a really good point.
Anything, you know, when cellar temp starts to edge up into the 80s, anything could use a little bit of a cooling. And if you do have wine left over and you have red wine left over and you want to put it in the fridge, just take it out a little earlier so it comes to the temperature that you'd like.
Do you think the fridge makes white wines too cold sometimes?
It can.
I think it does sometimes.
It can.
And certain wines, I think, benefit white wines. Maybe just let them warm a little bit. They'll release some of those flavors a little bit.
I would think especially wines that are a little more complex. A Muscadet is going to be nice,
right.
Icy. If we say,
could
use
warmer.
A little bit of warmth.
Yeah, good call.
Very nice.
Question three.
Okay, this is also about freshness. Which container keeps wine fresh the longest after it's been opened? A, a box. B, a bottle with a cork. Or C, a bottle with a screw cap.
A box.
Yay! Ding, 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 ding.
The much maligned box and its bladder. Oh, it's so unromantic. And, you know,
even the language is unromantic.
Yes, it's horrible.
But it is airtight. The bladder keeps out the oxygen and thus preserves your wine.
And very recyclable. Both the bladder and the box are recyclable. And you can, especially if you live on your own or you have a certain wine you like to drink. There's that nice black Riesling box, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know that one?
I do. I think it's called Black Box.
There you go. That's a really nice Riesling. And there are better wines in boxes than Franzia.
Yes, we sometimes will buy La Vieille Ferme.
Mm-hmm.
There's also a Bordeaux that we've been drinking recently, Chateau Saint-Jean in the box. And especially, you know, if you're on a budget and you like to have a glass of wine every day, it's a nice way to do it.
Vive la box.
Oui.
There you have it.
Vive la boîte.
Vive la boîte. There you have it. Thank you, Quizmaster Mary.
Oh, and thank you, Jonathan. Every time we do this, I become even more proud of your wine knowledge and skills.
You're very kind. For Word on Wine Review, I'm Jonathan Pilewski.
And I'm Mary Zajac.
Cheers.